Simon & Schuster presents How to Survive the Future by Larry Hayes. Read by Saffron Kumba. Prologue. A long time in the future. It's a long time in the future, the year 2525 to be exact. And things are bad. You're probably wondering what I'm doing here. My name is Eliza Lemon, and I'm stuck in a giant birdcage being attacked by space monkeys who are trying to destroy all the life on Earth. My baby brother Johnny has it worse. He's trying to save the planet using a fake pineapple that contains the galaxy's smallest black hole. Trust me, it requires some very difficult math to pull that off. Johnny faces a triple threat. You're probably worried about us. You're probably a bit tearful, thinking, what a waste of money. This book will be really short if they get sucked into a black hole right at the start. But don't cry. Not yet. Save your tears for when you really need them. I learned this the hard way earlier today. Just before lunch. How not to cry the hard way. I used to cry all the time. Then, I just stopped. I ran out of tears. I'm not completely sure why. I lost my parents, but that wasn't it. The thing that made me cry so much that I ran out of tears was finding them again. Hold on, that sounds weird. I need to explain this properly, otherwise you'll think I'm weird. Okay, I am weird. But I want you to think I'm weird for the right reasons, not the wrong ones. So let me back up a bit and explain exactly what happened. I was born in the year 2042, just after the northern ice cap melted. And for 10 years, my life was pretty normal. All right, my teacher used to bully me. That's not completely normal. Mrs. Cross used to write loser on my forehead at register. She deliberately spelt it wrong, too. It was so humiliating. And then she'd wash it off at the end of the day so my parents wouldn't believe me. I hope you agree this is not normal behaviour for a teacher. And my PE teacher, Mr. Murray, spent 5 years trying to kill me. Yes, actually kill me, actually dead. Which no one ever believes, so I guess that's not normal either. Mr. Murray glued Lego to the school trampoline.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?